Macpherson did his best to comfort her, saying that it must have been some earth tremor or sudden gust of wind that had caused the bell to ring. The station dispatcher, seeing that his nephew was occupied with the poor child, took it upon himself to supervise the loading of luggage into the van of the Folkestone train. He did this with as much diligence as he could muster after such a distressing experience. Two well-dressed ladies had large trunks, and despite their haughty protests, he insisted that both be unlocked and opened for his inspection. There was only one further incident, when a portly gentleman placed a parrot or some such multicoloured bird on the van and then demanded that his manservant be permitted to ride with the bird and look after its needs. The dispatcher refused, explaining the new rules of the railway. The gentleman became abusive and then offered the dispatcher a sensible gratuity. But the dispatcher, who viewed the proffered 10 shillings with somewhat more interest than he cared to admit, even to himself, was aware that he was being watched by Burgess, the same guard whom he had admonished the day before. Thus the dispatcher was forced to turn down the bribe to his own displeasure, and also that of the gentleman, who stomped off muttering a litany of stinging profanity. These incidents did nothing to improve the dispatcher's mood, and when at last the malodorous coffin was loaded into the van, the dispatcher took a certain delight in warning Burgess in tones of great solicitousness to look after his health, since his fellow passenger had fallen victim to King Cholera. To this, Burgess made no response at all, except to look nervous and out of sorts, which had been his appearance prior to the admonition. Feeling vaguely dissatisfied, the dispatcher barked a final order to his nephew to get on with the job and lock up the van. Then he returned to his office. With embarrassment, the dispatcher later testified that he had no recollection of any red-bearded gentleman in the station that day at all.